This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
What happens when your childhood fears start manifesting themselves as something you can't ignore? When the flutter of posters on your wall or the dark figure outside your bedroom becomes more than just a trick of the light? These are the kind of questions that make you wonder, are we ever really alone? I received a letter from someone who has been haunted, not just by memories or shadows, but by actual entities. It's the kind of story that makes you wonder, what would you do if something that wasn't supposed to be there followed you your entire life? Let's dig in. Dear Tony, I have lived with these experiences for as long as I can remember. I don't know why they happened or what they were, but they've haunted me through my teenage years and into adulthood. I'm 33 now, but the memories still chill me. The first time I realized something was seriously wrong, I was 15, and it was a school night, and I was lying in bed, ready to drift off to sleep, when I heard something strange. It was subtle at first, a soft fluttering, like paper being blown in the wind. But Tony, my window was shut. As I lay there frozen, I realized it was my posters. They were shifting, making this faint, whispery sound as though there was a breeze moving behind them. My heart pounded in my chest. I kept telling myself it was just in my head. But the more I listened, the more I knew it wasn't. I stayed in that bed for as long as I could, stiff with fear. But eventually, I had to get out of there. I told myself, I'm not staying in this room, and bolted for the family room where my brothers were staying overnight. My brothers were known for pulling pranks, but I knew they hadn't done anything. They were already settled in, the lights out, trying to sleep. I told them what happened, and they laughed it off, but when they saw how genuinely scared I was, they stayed up with me. A little later, one of my brothers looked down the hallway towards my bedroom and froze. I followed his gaze and saw it too. A figure standing just outside my room, dark and shapeless. I swear it wasn't one of my brothers. We all saw it, Tony. We didn't say a word. We just stared. The figure stood there lingering for a moment and then it was gone. That was the first time I saw something like that. None of us slept that night. The next morning, I was already on edge. I got dressed, trying to shake off the events of the night before. I went to find my hamsters, two of them, one much smaller than the other. They were kept in a weird cage with two levels separated by a wire floor. The small hamster stayed on top, the bigger one on the bottom. When I looked into the cage, I froze. The little hamster's head was missing. There was no blood, no skull, nothing. The older hamster was perfectly fine. But how could it have done that? The gaps in the wire floor were too small for it to have pulled the little one's head through. I searched for the cage, for any sign of his skull, but there was nothing. I couldn't explain it then, and I still can't explain it now. That was just the beginning. Years later, when I was 19, I had moved into a new house. Life was supposed to be better, but it wasn't long before the strange things started happening again. I began waking up at 2:30 and 3 in the morning, like clockwork. Every time I woke up, I felt an urge to look towards the corner of my bedroom, and every time, I would see it. The shadow of a person standing there, watching. At first, it stayed in the corner, almost as if it was testing me. But then it started getting closer. Each night, the shadow figure would inch towards my bed, closer and closer, until one night, I woke up and it wasn't in the corner anymore. It was standing at the foot of my bed. At this point, I thought it was my husband, still half asleep. I then mumbled, "What are you doing?" But when I reached out to him, I felt him lying beside me. I sat up fully awake now, and that's when the shadow darted away, disappearing halfway towards the bedroom door. Tony, I wasn't scared. I don't know why, but I wasn't. I just got up and checked the house, even though I knew there wasn't anyone there. But it didn't stop. couple of nights later, I was watching TV in the bedroom, feeling a little warm, so I got up to turn down the air conditioning, and as I opened the door, I heard music. It's a small world. The kind of song you'd hear from a toy or a Disney World. The problem was, we didn't have anything in the house that played that song. I followed the sound, walking through the hallway, and that's when I saw it. A ceramic clown on the shelf. The clown was supposed to play music, but it had broken over a year ago. It didn't have any batteries in it, and the mechanical parts inside were disconnected. But there it was, playing It's a Small World. I tried to stop it, but nothing worked. I had to physically remove the head from the clown before it finally stopped playing. It was then that I started to realize something bigger was at play. Things got even worse when I turned 26. I divorced my first husband and was staying over at my boyfriend's house. It was late. We were both asleep when I suddenly woke up to the sensation of something grabbing me under my arms. Whatever it was, it started to lift me off the bed, just barely, but enough to scare the hell out of me. I spun around expecting to see my boyfriend, but instead there was this black sheet-like entity hovering above the bed, more over him than me. I didn't know what to do. I tried to shake him awake, and by the time he opened his eyes, the figure was gone. The next day, I didn't say anything. I convinced myself that maybe I'd imagined the whole thing, that it was just a weird dream. But then later that evening, my boyfriend told me he'd seen something that night before. He described it exactly how I had seen it. A big, black sheet-like thing floating over the bed. I felt sick. That's when I knew it was real. Something that had been in that room with us, and it had touched me. After that, I started sleeping with the TV on. I couldn't sleep in the dark anymore. I was afraid of what I couldn't see, but at the same time, I didn't want to see it. Things didn't get better, Tony. In fact, they got worse. Not long after that, I was sleeping alone in my house one morning while my daughter was staying with her dad for the weekend. My boyfriend had already left for work, so I was completely alone. Or so I thought. I woke up to the sensation of someone kneeling at the end of the bed. I thought it was my boyfriend, home early. But as I opened my eyes, I realized it was only 10 a.m., too early for him to be back. Then I felt it. Whatever it was, it started crawling up the bed, moving towards me. It wasn't solid, but it wasn't nothing either. I could feel its weight on the mattress, its presence pressing against me as it spooned me from behind. I turned around, but there was nothing there, just a cold, empty space. I felt myself slipping into some kind of unconscious state, like I was being suffocated by this thing's energy. I don't know how, but I fought it off. When I finally snapped out of it, I was drenched in sweat, shaking. Whatever had crawled into bed with me wasn't human. The scariest part was, that wasn't even the last of it. There was another time. I stayed at a friend's house, a creepy old frame house lifted off the ground. We were up late, about 2 or 3 a.m., making drinks in the kitchen. I was cracking a tray of ice, and I heard it. Sound whispered right in my ear. I felt the breath on my neck, Tony. I froze. When I turned around, no one was there. I wanted to laugh it off, but I couldn't. There was no one behind me, yet I had felt it. After that, the house didn't feel right. I heard voices from the back rooms, a female voice, but every time I went to check, it stopped. The dog would bark at the walls like it knew something I didn't. That house had a bad energy. One that I couldn't shake. And then there was a time when I saw my daughter's missing cat. He had disappeared years ago. But one morning, I saw him crossing the backyard. I was so excited. I thought he'd come back. When I ran outside, he was gone. There was no way he could have jumped the fence that quickly. He had just vanished. I never saw him again, except in fleeting moments when I caught a glimpse of him out of the corner of my eye. There was always little things like that, but the worst part happened later when my daughter told me she had seen a figure standing by the foyer in the middle of the night. She thought it was me at first, but when she looked again, the figure was gone. I brushed it off as a shadow or something, but then something happened that I couldn't explain. I was sitting in the living room with my two dogs, my son and my infant daughter. My husband was still asleep in our bedroom and everything was quiet. Then I heard it, the sound of the door shutting. Our bedroom door was already shut, so I knew something was wrong. The dogs were staring at the hallway, frozen, just like my son. I thought it was my husband getting up, but when I went to check, he was still in bed, sound asleep. Tony, I don't know what's been following me all these years. I don't know if it's the same thing or if it's different entities altogether, but I know one thing. Something is there. I don't experience it as often. Maybe I'm too busy with life, with kids, to pay attention to it. Or maybe I just don't want to. But every once in a while, when the house is quiet and the lights are low, I still feel it. The heaviness. The presence. I don't know if it'll ever go away. Thanks for reading my story. What is it that lingers with us just out of sight? Is it a trick of the mind, or is there something truly out there, something that refuses to leave? One thing's for sure, when you've lived with the unexplained, you start to question everything. I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want more true scary stories like this, press subscribe. We're dropping new episodes every single day.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.